Über die ganze Welt hängt eine Art Schleier, der sich dann lüftet, wenn man das göttliche Mantra intoniert. Und die ganze Welt fängt an zu singen und zu tanzen, wenn man das Zauberwort trifft, das Mantra. Das ist ganz wichtig, das ist ein Weg, um in diesen inneren Raum hineinzukommen. I'm sorry, are you ready with your camera? Gut. I wanted to greet all of you also in English. I think it is a very, very wonderful devotional experience if we can together sing and dance. Now, as we will learn a little later, to enter the sacred space really is done by using the body, then the voice, and finally the heart, because it is the heart which needs to open so that we can find that sacred room inside, that divine experience. So when we sing and when we dance, we use already the body and our voice. But as we, I spoke today with one very wonderful dancer of you. As we sing and dance, we notice, oh, for whom am I singing and for whom am I dancing? We begin to think like this. It's meant for the pleasure of Krishna. And this additional thought, I'm singing and dancing for the deities, for Krishna's pleasure, that will open the heart and chuk. Then we will be able to cross the setu, that bridge which brings us from the material to the spiritual platform of Krishna consciousness. So singing and dancing is part of our retreat. It's important. Lalita Madhava, we were still waiting for you this morning. Gut. Dankeschön. Oh, unglaubliche gelernt. Danke. What? Good. Jai Jai Radha. Does someone of you need the text for this song? Braucht jemand von euch den Text für das Lied Jai Radha Madhava? Ist keine Schande. Jeder kann es auswendig. Gut. Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Gopi Jana Nijana Vallava Giri Varadhari Nijana Vallava Gopi jana vallava giri vada dhari. Yasoda nandana vraja jana ranjana. Yasoda nandana vraja jana ranjana. Chamuna tira vana chari. Chamuna tira vana chari. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hari Bol, we are reading from the 10th canto, chapter 51, text 53. Bhava pavago brahmato yada bhavesh. Bhava pavago brahmato yada bhavesh. Janasya tya hyuchyuta sat samagamaha. Sat samagamaha. Sat sangamo yahita daiva sat gato. Paravareshatvaji jayate mati. Paravareshatvaji jayate mati. Translation. When the material life of a wandering soul has ceased, O Achyuta, he may attain the association of your devotees. And when he associates with them, there awakens in him devotion unto you, who are the goal of the devotees and the Lord of all causes and their effects. Purport. This is a very intellectual purport. Acharyas Jiva Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti agree on the following point. Although it is stated here that when material life ceases, one then attains the association of devotees, in fact, it is like that, that the association of the Lord devotees enables one to transcend material existence. In this connection, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti points out that the merciful association of the Lord's devotees makes it possible that our determination arises to become Krishna conscious. And the Acharya agrees with Srila Jiva Goswami that this verse is an instance of Atishayokti. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Vaskachyade Sadarine. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda
Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Welcome to this part of our seminar, The Sacred Space, or Entering the Sacred Space. As we heard yesterday, we do all have in our heart something like a hidden room in which is very large. It's very small, materially speaking, but very large, spiritually speaking. This room is called the Dahara Akash, or the sacred space in the heart. And it has been variously called in different ways. There are words like the sky of the heart, the space in the lotus of the heart, the center of the lotus. It has also been called in songs the temple of the heart. Huh? All these different words or different names speak of the same place, our sacred space, which in this seminar we want to find. So just like any space, any room has a path or a way or a staircase or just something, a road to lead into this sacred space, we have in our tradition five roads which bring us there. And the first road will be described in this lecture and during this day. It is to associate with devotees. Now, how this association with devotees brings us into our sacred space, that is a great science, a great subject. Because we all know, sometimes when we associate with devotees, it's not that the best thing comes out. Sometimes we are agitated and we are hurt even. Huh? Hare Krishna. Maybe we have not learned to associate properly with devotees. Maybe we have not, and this class is something which might help us. So, our seminar starts with this particular verse. This verse has an introduction, really. I want to ask you a question as an introduction to this verse. It's a difficult question. I think you all agree that to meet God is not such an easy thing. Even to meet the president of a country is difficult. Is it possible for you? I mean you. With you, I mean you. To meet God in this life, what do you think? I don't really wish to have a quick answer. Especially the young devotees will always say, yes, 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 yes. I really want you to think about this question. Is it possible for you to meet God? Have you ever thought about this? it's not an easy meeting. Akrura, a great devotee of Krishna, asks himself this question when he is on the way to Vrindavan, when he is on the way to meet Krishna. He asks himself this question. He says, how is it possible that a materialistic person like me will meet the Lord? He doubts that it is possible. He thinks, no, not possible. Then he gives it a second thought. He thinks again about the question. And he says, enough with my doubts now. He brushes them away. It is possible, but it is very rare. And then he gives an example. He says, I feel I am awash. I'm washed by the river of my life, here and there and everywhere. I'm like a piece of wood in that river. I'm not in control. I'm just moved. But sometimes a wood piece, a log of wood, can come to the shore of a river. When I was a young child, I would go with my parents to Austria every day, every year. And we were not every day, every year. And there were these wild rivers. Man sagt dazu in Deutsch Gebirgswasser, Gebirgsflüsse. They came with a huge force down from the Alps. And they had always broken trees and logs of wood. And sometimes where we stayed, this wood would come on the shore, on the bank. And then we children would pick it up and we would cut faces, strange faces from it all day. is the analogy. Akrura says, we are all washed by Jagat. Jagat means the powerful material universe who washes us. But sometimes it happens that we come into safety. We come into a safe place. And now I want to ask this question. How does a conditioned soul come to a safe place? How does it happen to him that he does not any longer is washed away and controlled just by Maya, birth after birth, life after life? And the answer is given in this verse. The answer is, when you meet a devotee or devotees, then your material existence comes to an end. It's a prayer. This is a prayer. O Lord Achyuta, this verse is a prayer. The living being wanders in the cycle of birth and death. He's washed. When this living entity obtains the association of a sage, of a real devotee, huh? Then only his material wanderings, his material existence comes to an end. Because when he comes in contact with a devotee, then his mati is awakened. The mati is the most important thing which we all have. Mati means our inclination, our attachment, our desires, our inner orientation. Matihi. When you meet a devotee and you associate proper with the devotee, then all of a sudden you feel, I should start my spiritual life. Your inclination becomes awakened. Yesterday I saw a wonderful devotee coming into this beautiful seminar hall, which looks like a sacred space in itself. And the devotee went like, I just want to sit here in this association of devotees. Because the devotee said, I now feel so inspired. My determination is risen. I want to become Krishna conscious. My dear devotees, this thing. This is the most important thing. This strong desire, which will even walk through walls or across walls. It means this will walk over all obstacles. This matihi, this inclination, you can only get when you are with devotees. It goes from the heart of the devotee into your heart. And that, if you look here, this bhakti, this or inclination for bhakti, can be obtained from a bhakta, from a devotee only. You know, it is the electrical current, you know, the electricity which will help you to walk on the spiritual path comes from another electrical source. Huh? Just like we have this new photo camera, but we have no line which connects it to the electrical source. Huh? And soon it will be finished. But our photo camera person is very aware of this. Most probably, she will not allow that it is finished. But it could happen because it's not connected. You need another electricity to get electrically charged up. So you need a devotee who has bhakti, who has mati, who has the inclination to serve Krishna, to also have this inclination. Without electricity, how will it go? How will your camera go without electricity? It will not work. And you need to be regularly in contact with these devotees. You must avoid the association with materialistic persons wherever you find them. And you must strongly look for the association of people who have this glowing mati, this glowing inclination in their heart. And want to be with Krishna. Then you can move ahead on your path. An example of this is given in the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam. It's Pingala. Pingala was a prostitute. This is the only... She was really a prostitute. I mean, she was really someone whom you meet. Nowadays, these people would be... I don't even want to bring pictures of a... You know what that is, huh? That person is very materialistically minded, interested really in money, so on. So, she came in contact with a great avaduta called Dattatreya. Dattatreya one day, you know, he was walking around, he was a saint, and he needed a place to sleep, so he went into her garden and slept in her garden. And she had contact with him. I mean, contact means she saw him. You know, and she felt, my God, this person is just so wonderful, and he's on the way to God. What am I doing? And there is a verse where she expresses her feelings. She says, by God, I just served materialistic men all my life. And I didn't serve the Lord who's in my heart, who's the ultimate Purusha. I just ignored the Lord. I want to serve him now, just like Lakshmi Devi. That was her determination. Just by contact, she developed this determination. My dear devotees, this firm determination, it will also make you rise It will make you rise like a giant. Rawr! And you will walk over all the obstacles in your life. If your determination is strong enough. If your determination is not strong enough. If your matihi, your inclination is not strong enough. You will remain in material consciousness. You need a mati, a strong inclination, a strong inner orientation. Otherwise, you will not be able to find that hidden room. And this comes from devotees. How does this happen? How does this mati or this inclination travel from one from a devotee into your heart? Well, the example has been given of a crystal. When you have a crystal, nearby a rose, for instance, you will find the rose in all of a sudden reflected in the crystal. I would love to show you this. I have a crystal in the Bhagavad Dharma's house where I stay. There are many crystals. I mean, you have to visit me sometimes. It's such a beautiful place. This morning I placed this crystal near to Radha Raman, the deity. And all of a sudden I saw Radha Raman in the crystal. It looked just so beautiful. How did he come in there? He came in there because he just, there was the association with the crystal. Crystals do this. They have this thing. So our heart is like a crystal. It's the most valuable thing we have, Christian. And whatever you associate with, that comes into your heart. If you associate with sex, drugs, and rock and roll. That was what the hippies did in the old times. There will be sex, drugs, and rock and roll in your heart. you are maybe young people, or modern people. What if you associate with internet? There will be internet in your heart. In internet, you can have everything and more nowadays. So. Association is so important. And of all the different people you can associate, of all the devotees you associate, Rupa Goswami will tell you, look out for devotees who have a similar inclination, who are peaceful and who are spiritually advanced. You have to look for devotees who want the same thing as you. In your life, in your spiritual life, devotees who are somewhat peaceful, they're not so agitated any longer, and devotees who are more advanced than you, look for this association. And an additional quality should be there with these devotees. They should have some affection for you. And you should have some affection for them. You know, when there is affection, Zuneigung, amongst the devotees, that's like the oil which makes the qualities of the devotees come in your heart. If there is, sometimes don't we know there may be a very advanced devotee, but he looks like Nrisingadev, and we know, somehow what we can get from him is we get chastised. It's also good, but the qualities, his advancement and everything will travel better when there is a mutual affection, when we don't feel a distance, huh? So this affection is very good. Snikta. And we will learn about this point more, because you know, when you have affection for materialistic people, their qualities come in you. I must tell you something which I feel very, very ashamed about. I loved Meg Jagger before I came to Krishna consciousness. I don't know if you know him. He is a very arrogant and materialistic person, and very much on the bodily consciousness. And then I just had affection for him. I don't know why. I just thought he's doing what he thinks should be done, and so on. And I had this type of association, affectionate association with this. And later when I became a devotee, there was once a newspaper article, Sachinandan Swami is the Mick Jagger of the spiritual scene. Somehow this person whom I really, when I became a devotee, did not think is very good example in spiritual life, somehow he had come in my heart because of affection. So if you look for a spiritual people, there must be affection in your heart. Then it comes in your heart. This is a principle. It's the oil which makes the qualities, you know, come easier in your heart. You know, an oil, when a key doesn't go fit in a hole, you put oil in it, and so the affection, when it comes easily in your, the devotional qualities come easily in your heart. When you like the devotees, when the devotees like you, it's very important. Hare Krishna. Lalita Madhava is thinking very carefully now. Yes. Now, in this association, there are six forms of exchange. You can see point two. Things which you do, and I will quickly go through it, because many of you know about them, but you can read them. You can read about them more, and I will give you the quotation where you can read them. Rupa Goswami says how it's nice to associate. Dadati pratigrinati guyamakyati pritshati bhungte bojayate chaiva shadvidam priti lakshanam. You should offer gifts in charity and accept charitable gifts. Give the devotees a present. And if they give you a present, accept the present. In old Vaishnava society, you would give devotees presents which they need, useful presents, like a dhoti. Or when you wear a mataji, you can bring a sari to a mataji. I brought this sari to you. Something, or a piece of tilak. We all need tilak, you know, or something useful, and they will give you their old things, you know, which they used. and in this way, this was the exchange, you know. You would give what they need, and they didn't need it anyway. Then you gave it, and you had Mahaprasad from a devotee. This is the art of giving gifts. Huh? Hare Krishna. Then, and by giving gifts, an exchange of energy happens. By the exchange of gifts. The second principle is revealing one's mind in confidence and inquiring confidentially. You know, here the private things which are in my heart, which I feel, and which are moving me, I will take these private things and say, I'm thinking like this. What do you think about my private thoughts? And then the devotee will feel, oh, this devotee is very, very personal. Let me share with this devotee also what I really think, what I'm really want to share, my inner wealth, my jewels. I will now share it with the devotee. Confidential exchange. The materialistic culture is a low trust culture. eine Kultur mit einem niedrigen Vertrauenspegel. Ja? A low trust culture. We don't feel that we can express ourselves and be misunderstood, because we feel we will be misunderstood and maybe exploited. And vice versa, we also don't want to, we really don't talk about what is going on in our heart. My dear devotees, if you don't talk what is in your heart, you will lose it. The moment you express to someone what is really moving you in your heart, then this will become very clear to you. But if you have no one to express yourself, you will all swallow it. It will go deeper and deeper, and then you will lose it. You know. So important to reveal your mind in confidence and to inquire confidentially. Is this all right, what I'm thinking? I will tell you, of Christianity, there was this, the early desert fathers. Did you know about them? Die Wüstenväter? Habt ihr mal von denen gehört? These were monks who would leave the institution of the church because they would feel the institution of the church is too compromised, zu lau, sagen wir in Deutsch. So they would go into the desert, and all of a sudden they had a conflict, a problem. They saw that the devil who was outside, you know, institutionalism and force and pressure and all of this, that same thing was inside their heart. They felt they were burning with lusty desires. And they were tempted. Die sind in Versuchung geraten. Even in the Bible you find, who was it, Johannes or someone went into the desert? Jesus! Ha! Danke für David Chandra, endlich ein Bibelfester unter uns. Jesus went into the desert and the devil went along and came in the heart. So they knew, I was having all, I have these private thoughts. I have these material desires in my heart. What should I do? And what they did is they visited each other. They traveled through the desert. And they said it was called confession. Confession? Is it called confession? Beichte in Deutsch? Confession. And they would say, this is in my heart. What do you think? What advice can you give me? And by this exchange, revealing one's mind in confidence and inquiring confidentially, Satan would leave them. I have talked now about the Christian idea of revealing ourselves in confidence. Huh? I leave this now and go back to the Vaishnav idea. I have used words like Satan and so on. This is all Christian terminology. But what I want to say here with this is that I want to alert you to the fact your heart will get brilliant and wonderful when you have good association. Mm-mm. And the last thing is, I think you know, giving prasadam and accepting prasadam. There's a verse. When one eats food offered by materialistic men, one's mind becomes contaminated. And when the mind is contaminated, one is unable to think of Krishna properly. So if you eat food which is cooked by devotees, if you take from devotees things, you will get spiritual energy and your heart will be purified. But if you take things from materialistic people, food, this applies to all the other points, gifts and what else? Their advices. You will get material energy into your heart. It's exchange is about an energy exchange. That's what we want. We want to go to the devotee and get spiritual energy. And we don't want to go to the materialist and get material energy. It doesn't mean we should not associate with materialists. We have to associate in the working place and while we are with people. But we should be very careful to not put the oil there, which makes the qualities come from their heart to your heart. That is affection, admiration, and so on. Point three today, I wanted to tell you a little bit what you can do with devotees in the association of devotees. Because sometimes when we, you know, we are Westerners, we are not so spiritually enlightened. We have association and we just do material things or talk material subject matters. And in the end we wonder, oh, I was not inspired when I was in the temple. Have you sometimes felt this? You go in the temple, you associate with devotees, but you come back and something is missing. Have you felt that in your life? No. Then you know how to associate properly.
If you felt sometimes not so inspired, you may not have done these things where the spiritual energy is flowing. You may have done things with them where the material energy is flowing. No? So Krishna talks about this to Arjuna, what devotees should do. That verse which I just quoted, if you want to read it, is a nectar of instruction. Dadati Prati Grinati, I think, text four, nectar of instruction, text four. Now Krishna, he gives us a few advices. He says, when someone wants something very much, when he is a beggar, he should know where to beg. I'm not usually, when I was young, now I'm so old, but when I was young, I was always very hungry. Very every minute of my life. I had a servant but who also felt like this, you know, whatever, and I could really, whatever you were doing, they were, you know, so I needed it really sharply. I knew where to get it. Go to the rich Kriyas. So hungry. Oh, you're hungry, I mean, here. Get bread, butter, cheese, and so on and so forth. So when you want Krishna consciousness, when you are, you should know where to get it. And Krishna says, go to my devotees. And then what do the devotees do? Well, maschita matkata prana bodayanta parasparam katayanta shaman nidyam. This we will do this evening, katayanta shaman nidyam tushyat icharamanticha. The thoughts of my devotees dwell in me. That means the devotees think of me. Their lives are devoted to my service. These devotees, they want to do service for Krishna. And then, where is their satisfaction? Yes, it is there, says Krishna. And they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. I once remember, I was in Vrindavan, and I was walking for 360 kilometers on my bare feet, on my German bare feet. And I was so busy. Oh, Krishna, that morning we had gone through an area, it's near Gorari, please help me. When you go across Vrindavan, what is the other one? We went there last year, that is colony of the snake charmers are in. We went to Siam. Bilma, genau, du weißt alles. Bilma, we went to Bilma, there's a colony of snake shamans. They live outside. If you want, I can bring you there. And they have snakes in their house. And they go, and the snakes come up. So, you know, it's really an adventure to go there. So I walk through this forest. They go out, you know, they live with snakes for a year. In Vrindavan, it's an amazing place, Vrindavan. You must go there and to get to know the Vrindavan atmosphere. It's really, you find everything. They live for 1 year in the house of this person, this bunny person. They get milk there. They're nice, and then they're back in the forest. Cobras and everything. So I had gone the morning through this forest and I thought, oh, that's so sensitive to snakes. I somehow, snakes and me don't get along. I even have a dream which comes again and again that I will die when a snake bites me. This is my dream which I have. And it comes, you know. So then I meet Lana. We recognize each other. I didn't know him very well at that time. Oh no. And we decide, let us talk. And we sit down and we talk for 2 hours just about Krishna consciousness. I'm losing all my fear from the snakes. I'm becoming inspired of Krishna consciousness. And after 2 hours I notice something is wrong here. Something is wrong. I have a fear wrong yet. And he also goes around.
We are sitting in the stool theater.
We are sitting, you know, in the morning, the Brijbasis leave their village and they are the field. And then they go back to the village after they have done it. And we are sitting right in the middle of it. We have not even noticed it because we tell so much bliss by talking about Krishna. This is what the gift of a sadhu. This is gift of Radha Maharaj to me. I was totally disturbed because of the things which I saw earlier. Was no longer disturbed by even sitting in such a theater. So association with devotees, my dear devotees, my dear friends, my dear skeptics also, if you happen to be one on the camera, the internet, is just so powerful because you get your inclination. And Krishna talks about this. So I will now come to the conclusion of this lecture. The conclusion is, in all circumstances, one should, point four, you need devotees in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end. You need devotees in the beginning because they give you the mati. Mati means inclination to serve Krishna. You need devotees in the middle of your life, your spiritual life, because they keep giving you the food which you need, as Krishna said, the bliss, the enlightenment, which you need to go on, and in the end, there will be a devotee in the spiritual world. Hear from the description that there are the devotees of Krishna will greet you and then introduce you. Oh, here is a soul who just came from the material world. His name is Krishna Das. My dear Lord, please receive this devotee. It's described. You need a devotee even at the end who introduces you to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And
there in the sky, you will see Radha and Krishna. And you are totally overwhelmed, the devotee, and you are shy at the beginning because you are just so overwhelmed. You know, überwältigt in Deutsch. You know. And you can't move even. And then the devotee breaks. You close to Krishna, and then you bring your head at the lotus feet of Krishna. And then you see at the lotus feet of Radha, and it is difficult. Where should you place your head? But you are just so overwhelmed. The devotee is going to help you to find your path, your camp, your service, your destination in your spiritual world. This is the conclusion. Therefore, the Yoga Vashishta Ramayana says, in all circumstances, approach saintly persons. Even though you may not receive direct teachings from them, spontaneous dialogue is enough. Just saying, hi Bol, spontaneous dialogue. How are you? Spontaneous dialogue. If one approaches persons who have real knowledge, the empty heart overflows with fullness. Divya-Singha, that heart, the empty heart will overflow. Death becomes immortal nectar when you have association with devotees. You are not afraid of death even. And disasters in your life that you have devotee association. If you have a disaster at the moment, one of you told me that I really need to be devotee power. My life is going through a troubled phase at the moment. If you have a disaster in your life, it dissolves, it löst sich auf. Just like fog, Nebel, dissolves in the presence of the powerful sun. Have you ever seen a Goloka Dham? He sometimes has fog. I hope Krishna gives us a fog. Not. In Goloka Dham, we have enough rain and fog, we both don't want to. Then, when you have fog, it may take a little time before the fog is gone. There is another Chaitanya and Rangini there. You can see the Alpine mountains in the distance. There you have a chief in there. In English. Lower level ground, you know, like fields. And in the morning sometimes you can see fog. I have seen personally. And then you just have to wait a little. The sun will come, and then the fog slowly disappears. And you can see everything. That is what happens when you are with devotees. That's the conclusion. The fog dissolves. But stay with the sun. Don't leave the sun. Don't leave the words of the devotees. Don't leave the teachings of the devotees. Don't leave their example. Stay in the sun. Walk after the sun. Climb for the sun. Don't allow the darkness come and separate you from the sun. Hare Krishna. This was the conclusion. The last point we will talk in our workshop. Now we have come to our end of the discussion. Let us summarize what we have heard about. I told you in the beginning that we want to enter the sacred space inside the heart, and one road we need, that is Sadhu Sangha. Then I presented to you why Sadhu Sangha is so powerful. The point was Bhakti can be obtained from a Bhakta only. What this means is your mati, your inclination becomes fixed, right? you all of a sudden see your inner orientation. I want also this. I also want this. Yes. And it becomes strong. Then we heard about what six forms of exchange with devotees, you know, giving gifts, accepting gifts, revealing your mind in confidence, inquiring of them, giving prasadam, taking prasadam. All this should be done how? With affection. There should be affection, because let it work. If there is no affection, let it work. It's just like with materialists. You can associate with materialists, but if, and they can, you know, all these things can happen with materialists, but if, as long as there's no affection, you won't become influenced by this. It just doesn't get into your heart. Good, with materialists. But with devotees, it should be with affection, so that it gets into your heart. You understand, huh? It's like the oil, you know. We have a key, and sometimes we have. No, it wasn't my oil, it's Karuna Baba. Sometimes the key would go, I have to use some oil, and then it went into. So if you have association with devotees, you have affection, their qualities go into your heart and open your heart. And then you. Then you want to be, oh, I'm so Krishna conscious, what happened to me? And what else do devotees do, activities of devotees? I have just gone briefly through it. They think of Krishna basically, and they talk about Krishna. That's what the devotees do. They enlighten each other. For more of this, you will be at the Java in our workshop. We will actually do these things in some days. And in this way, everything goes. Hare Krishna. I'm a little bit late, so I won't be able to take questions. I think is the shower ready?
Yes.
Excellent. Please do come. Yes. So, thank you all very much. Let us get some practical guidelines from Bhagavad Dharma, and I see you back in action at 11 o'clock. You have now almost 2 hours used up nicely for eating and walking around, maybe talking with your buddy about what you have heard. Maybe you should use another word, your retreat partner, or your retreat, yes, this is like a partner really, your retreat partner. Yes. Hare Krishna, Bhagavan.
Hare Krishna, okay. Thank you very much, Maharaj, for the inspiring lecture. I would like to welcome all the devotees who came last night during the night. It's very nice that you all came. We will have breakfast prasadam. We will serve it here in the temple room. It will be very nice if one or two devotees afterwards could help us clean up the temple. Also, I would like to ask you to come after the breakfast to the office for registration. And we will hand out the whole program of this retreat, Shanam and we will hand them out to you if you'd like to know what is going on exactly anyway. We hang it already up on the window on the door of the temple room, but you can have your own copy. Is there any other announcement? One more thing I remember, if you find something or if you lose something, please bring it to me in the office, and if anybody lost something, they can come and ask me.
Thank you, Baba. Yes, a brief announcement for all of you who are interested to visit the yoga class in Paunasamurti. It will happen just after the workshop.